Yosef Esther Vatidabe Lifnei Amelech. So she asked the Maimer of Yosef Esther, and she, Esther, continued and added, and she spoke before the king, Vatipa Lifnei Raglov, and she fell before his feet, Vatev Vatisman and Loi. And she cried and she begged to him, Lahabi Desros Haman Hagogi, to remove the evil of Amon the Agagite, Ves Machshavta Shechoshev Ala Yehudim, and his thoughts that he thought about the Yid. Hine, question is, since we're also applying it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Esther davens before HaMelech, which means Knesset Yisrael, daven before Hashem, and they fall before the feet of Hashem. So how are we going to interpret Eich Shaych L'Forav Yisbaruch Loimar? How could we say before Hashem the language of Lifnei Raglov, that in front of his feet, Valoi Ein Loid Musaguv Ein Eguv, there is no body and there is no image of a body? So what is this the meaning when we're saying that before his feet? How do we explain this in metaphorically before Hashem? Inyan hu, but the idea is levayir mehusa tefila. To explain what is the idea of tefillah, and further, ve'eich b'cheilus kolodom lehispalel, how does everybody have the ability to daven? Kiknes is Yisrael nikra b'shem b'chinas Esther, because the gathering of Yidden are called Esther. Kiyesh lohar b'shemes, there is many names to it. V'nikra, some of the very names that we call the Knesset Yisrael. V'nikra b'shem b'chinas Rochel, k'shehi b'chinas Yisgalus. The Knesset Yisrael is referred to as Rochel when it is revealed. Sheyuchla lachayis b'mekoyroi, so that the energy is be included in its source, k'mesha kosu, like the pasuk says, k'rochel lifnei goyzezeho ne'lomo, just like the sheep is before the ones who shear it. She's standing there in a silence. Begam Cain, and also the verse that says Kitzoin Tivcha, like a sheep that is Shechten, sheep it's Shetes, Shchita, Tzavar Shchita, Birotzen Poshut. Then she stretches her neck to be Shechted with a very simple will. That's how the animal, that's the Rochel, that's how the sheep is standing in front of them while they're Shechting it. So this represents the Kachu B'chol Echad V'Echad Mi'Yisrael. Same thing is by every Yid. That his wishes should be to be included and subjugated by the Eibushter, to be one, united with the Eibushter, k'meisha kosuv. So that means that's the rotzen poshut, to lose themselves and to be included in Hashem. K'meisha kosuv, as the pasuk says, hoyda aleretz v'shamayim, that Hashem's glory is Aleret Shemoy, Va'aretz Ha'ira Mikveida Melei Kol Aretz Kveidei. And where did the shine come to the land that was shined? Comes from Mikveida Melei Kol Aretz, is from Hashem's glory, which is filled in the fills the world. Shu B'chinas is Pashtus V'ziv, that is a level of expanding an array. That the world and everything that fills the world are bottle as subjugated to their source. Because man is galus bihislavus, as long as it's revealed and the person is excited, nikra bechinas rochel ketzayin tivcha, then it's called the level of rochel ketzayin tivcha. She's like a sheep that is ready to be slaughtered, meaning ready to be included in the holiness of the Eibishter, in the Kedushas Hashem. So, lemehev echad beechad, we want to be one by one. It's like the sheep who's ready to be shechted. That is when we're called rochel, in the time when it's open. Avo beis sheinadover beizgalus, but when it's not revealed, in other words, the yid, the neshama Knesset Yisrael, or by the yid, it's not revealed this level of subjugation and being included in Hashem, then it's called b'chinas Esther, then it's called level of Esther. Esther means Hester, means blocked. It's not open. B'chinas Esther. Like the verse says, I will block my face in that day, which means that it's not open and you don't have a revealed level of level to the love of Hashem. It's not like the world thinks that anybody who doesn't have this revealed level don't have b'chlal, the level of Knesset Yisrael, the neshama, the love. No, every yid has it. People think that if you don't have it openly, a yid that you see doesn't have an openly b'izgalus, he's not have b'izgalus the level of the avel, mehev echad mechad, the bitl to Hashem, he doesn't have that level. No, the answer is it's aster. Zeinei, this is not true. Shekol echad ve'echad, yesh loy, everyone has it. Ah, ubichinas Esther, but it is in a level of Esther. V'tzorich legaloisim imatzpunom mistoro, and you have to reveal it from its hidden place and from its place of block. V'hester nikro kishishano b'nachoichim. This Hester is called like a rose between the thorns, which means, what does it mean? There is a rose. The rose is the neshama, it's there. But the thorns surround it and block, so you can't get to the Shoshana. Those thorns, they are prevent and they block that rose. And all matters of this world, all physical world, worldly matters, ma'isel mazeh, hanas b'chol leiv nefesh. If you put your whole heart and your whole soul into it, heim nikroim choichim. They are called choichim thorns. Umastidim b'china zumil zgalus, and they block this level of Esther, the neshama, to be revealed. It's because of his continuous involvement in Gashmi, so much so that it ends up blocking. Esther Hanal, and this level of Hester hidden, he musteres b'yoymahu. That is hidden, it says, v'noichi astir ponai b'yoymahu. In other words, it becomes b'yoymahu, k'me shekosu v'noichi astir ponai b'yoymahu. V'hovin. As the Rebbe Tereb explained in the previous Maimer, that b'yoymahu, it's Nister, then, which means something which is not open, something not revealed. There is a level which is called that day, which is hidden. There's a level which is called b'yom hazeh, this day, there is open. There is also that night. So also in Lailo you have Hu and Zeh, just like Yoim you have Hu and Zeh, we also have Balailo. That he didn't talk in the previous Maimer. Over there he just talked about Bayoim Ahu, Bayoim HaZeh. Here he's talking about Laila HaHu and Laila Zeh. Hine Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Zeh HaYoim Nagilo V'nisma Choboy. Zeh HaYoim, when the day is Zeh HaYoim, then we're going to rejoice. Or Uksiv, there's another pasuk. It says over there. It says, "Vayesh Hashem, vayoyimahu." So it says, "Zayoyimos Hashem," and then it says, "Vayesh Hashem in yoyimahu." Uksiv, and also by Lailo we find Uksiv, "Halailo hazeh leil shimurim." Uksiv also in the other pasuk says, "Balailo hahu nadudosh nas hamelach." So we have the "Balailo nadudosh nas hamelach." So what is this idea? So the idea is, when you say zeh, that is opposite you, that's right there. Like the verse says, zeh keili ve'anveyu. Zeh, this is my God and I will beautify him. Shu b'chinas his galus. That is a level of his galus. When it's revealed, then you say zeh, this is it. See, this is right in front of you. Like, for example, a king of flesh and blood, that all the governments of his kingdom are subjugated to him. Why? Erois Samelach. They can actually see. By them it's Zed. They see the king there. The Hainu. What does it mean by a Yid and his Avodah to see the king? To see the king is to see the Eibishter. That's a level of the Hainu. That he should be the revelation of godliness, should be the blessed God, as if he sees him. And the world should be considered as if no not existed, because you see the Eibishter in the world, not the world. The world is non-existent. So how come we say elsewhere it's explained that the world is called something from nothing? So we say it's yesh. Here you're trying to say it's considered like like yesh me'ayin, so that this is actually the yesh. So he says, "Hine dibra toiro kilshem neyodo." Toiro talks like the language of people. So leinenu hagashmis, einanira ha'ayin. We don't see the ayin. We don't see that it's nothing. We see a yesh. K'mayishu amar Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai l'talmido. What did he say? Rabbi Yechonah asked the student, "Yirotzin." You should fear Hashem. The fear of Hashem, of the heavens, should be to you like you fear of flesh and blood, which means a human being you see. So just like you see a human being and you become, you see the king, so you become with awe for the king, so the Eibishter should also come to you. Why does he say that? Because to us in the flesh, we don't see the king, we don't see the Eibishter, we see the Gashmis. That is the level of Zahayim, to see it in a way of day. But what is the level of Lailo? That's the dark, that it's dark and very dark. He doesn't see anything. What does it mean he doesn't see anything? Although he knows about the blessed godliness of the Eibishter. But when the idea leaves him and he's not caught in his heart, in his mind, this idea of the Eibishter being there, when you don't have it in your mind, it's called darkness. That is also a level of Lailo, because at that point it's not in your mind, it's not there openly. Ach, zu. Even if it is in that level, yocholov lebchinas ze halaylo. Shebchinas ze halaylo, shebchinas ze dalnechach. You can make the darkness that it should be ze lenechach. So you have the ability to change it around instead of being dark to making it revealed. In exiv, because the verse says, "Maloi kol haaretz kveidah." The world is for the glory. Shuziv is pashtus. So, on one hand, we say that Hashem's glory is everywhere, that is a ray. But also it says, Uksiv, not only a ray of Hashem is in the world, but it says, that I am full. So it seems that it's not just the ray of the Eibishter, but it's actually the essence, Hashem himself, Ani Molik. Ushnei Memes. It's both true. Because Shemaim Vesoritz Umolei, that Hashem is actually filled. He himself is the Eibishter, fills the world. The problem is the body blocks. It doesn't allow for you to see that the Eibishter is in the world. But the Eibishter fills the world. That is the ray and the expansion of his blessed expansion to vitalize the world. That is something which a person can grasp in his intellect. It's a graspable understanding. And to be everything which I'm like, not considered. So even though it's in the level of Lailo, it could still be Zeh, why? Machmas, how could it be? It's machmas godel ha'muna sheyamin b'muna shleima zako tohirom, that he believes with a complete faith, a pure and a clear kilein of reis mamish, as if he sees it. So it becomes something which the person is able to work and make it feel like as if it's there, as if he sees it in Mamishtut. What you need for this, you need the mortar and the bricks. They were there for 210 years. And their work was with the mortar and the bricks. Today we need also when you're learning the Kal V'Chomer in the Gemara, when you're trying to figure out the halacha, those are the corresponding types to the work they did in Mitzrayim. And the truth is, anybody who accepts upon himself the yoke of Torah, remove from him the yoke of Derech Eretz. Ach, after we also with Derech Eretz, he can still come to a Laila Hazeh. Okay. Continues, and he says, sometimes you're on the level of Laila. In other words, you only have a Muna. Because it doesn't stick. The goof, the body, doesn't allow for Riyah. There's not Yoim. You don't see Hashem. It's only with the Amuna, but you need to do Chomer Levenim, Mitzrayim, learn Halacha, all these in Yonim as it's interpreted in the struggle of study of Torah, which replaces the physical study of Mitzrayim. So you can get to the level of Halayla Hazeh. You can still see. Even while you're a balaisik, even while you're working and everything else, you can still see. Lenoichach, you can still see. How is it? So he explains like this. We have the story that when Dov and when Mordechai was gathering all the children and they studied Torah, and so Hashem asks by the Olam Esel Yoinim, he says, Makil Gadya, what is the voice of the goats that I hear? What's the goats' voice? Veishivuhem. So what did they respond? That's the Malachim, the El Yoinim. What did they explain? Shukal B'nei Yisroel. That's the voice of the B'nei Yisroel. That's the voice that you hear. Because they were davening for the Eibishter. What does this mean? Ve'eich Shaykh L'fon of Yisborech. How does it make sense before Hashem? Shashol Mehem. That he asked them. Does the Eibush have to ask them? But everything is revealed before Hashem. Hashem knows everything. Hashem needs to ask them what the voice is that he's hearing. So, what it is that when it says that, the Eibush says, what is this voice? Meaning, that I'm hearing a voice which is beyond reason. What? In other words, it's not like a question mark, but what kind of a voice is this that I'm hearing? There's a sound. Sometimes there is a sound which comes from seichel, intellectually. But this was a sound which comes not based on the seichel. This is something which is higher than seichel. What kind of a voice is this? He's going to make it equated to the goat. What does it mean, a goat? Shekemoy hagdi, just like the goat, shu tzoyik achat imoy, b'li shum seichel v'das. A goat, yawns after its mother without any seichel knowledge, just cries for its mother. So over there too, they were screaming out at that time without any knowledge or reflection. It is only because of the great problems that they had, so they yelled out to Hashem. So it wasn't something intellectual. They screamed out to Hashem because they were uncomfortable. So it wasn't a logical. What kind of a cry is it? Meaning it's not a logical cry. It's beyond the reason. Beshivohe. So what did they respond? He believed us. It's not an intellectual, knowledgeable. Which means it's beyond the das. It's, in other words, higher than the seichel. What the Rebbe is going to explain now, because on one hand, we're equating it to a goat, but when a goat cries after its mother, it cries without, it doesn't have any seichel. So it's less, it's below seichel. But this was higher than the seichel, but the reason it's called without seichel is because Hashem is way higher. So therefore, the relative to Hashem is called Bilei Das. So they're called because it's in a much higher way. By the screaming out of a behema, it's without Das because it's below. It's without, it doesn't have any seichel, it's below Das. But relative to Hashem, Shul Lemailu Min Hadas, Hashem is higher. It wasn't a knowledgeable without knowledge. Then it was equated like the behema. It's without knowledge, but this is higher than the level of das. I'm with you like a behema. The hainu, which actually means kshani imach. When I'm with you, then I'm like a behemoth, which means I'm totally bottled. Bhavi, understand this, he tells you. When they cried out to Hashem, or the verse says, they screamed out, they cried out to Hashem when they were in the difficult situation. So that could bring about the emuna because of that comfortable shubchinas halayla hazeh. That is the level of hazeh already. Seeing this laila hazeh, even though it's emuna, but it's hazeh, you start to feel it. Kitzoin tivcha. It's like sheep that are slaughtered, meaning ready to be included in Hashem, to sacrifice for Hashem. This was the nes of Purim. Shuhu bechinas Bavel. That is considered the level of Bavel. And the reason why it's called Bavel is Kishom Baba, Kishom Bavel Hashem. For over there, Hashem mixed up. What does it mean? Because I think what he's saying here is that usually, this is Lilo. Lilo doesn't go together with Hazeh. Hazeh means Gilui. Lilo is night, when there's lacking, there's Amunah. But here we're saying, through the Amunah, they can get the level of Ketzoy Tivcho. That's a level of mixture, a level bolol, of mixture of being able to be Belilo and still have the level of Ketzoy Tivcho. V'hoven. V'yuchal liyos. And it can be, by Yom Ahu, it can be that day. From this Laila Hazeh, could be by Yom Ahu. Kemesha Kosuv, as the Pasuk says, Lo Yom Velo Laila. In the future, it'll be no day, no night. For the night time, it'll be light. Understand this. So again, this is very shorthand. Al Tareb is saying it very shorthand. But basically, he's giving the different levels to come from one level to the other level in the level of service to Hashem, starting with Amunah and then screaming out to Hashem and then getting the level of Hazeh and then also coming to Bayoim Ahu. So Bayoim, it becomes daylight for the person, that even though it's still Ahu, until I guess you come to Bayoim Hazeh. Now what happens with Haman, who's a descendant from Amalek? I mean, he's caused the whole trouble. And we know that Amalek was also the one who came after the Eden, went out of Mitzrayim. He came to fight with them. So what is this special clip of Amalek? Amalek, special clipper, is a level of chutzpah without reason, you know, just arrogance. And so, what is the level of Amalek? B'chinas Amalek, and he's talking about an avodas Hashem. We're talking about the Amuna, we're talking about the davening, we're talking about the hiskalalus. So what is in avodas Hashem? Is milchama l'Hashem midir dir. So Amalek fights with Hashem from generation to generation, every generation, all the time. How is Amalek different than all the other klippas? Mipnei shekol akum heim b'chinas klippa u'midos rois. All akum are the level of klippa and bad midos. Those would be, that's not Amalek in the person. These are all nations, they're all bad midos that a person has to fight against. But these midos themselves, but they, even these klippas and midos rois, I guess the nefesh habahamis, they in essence by themselves are subjugated to kedusha. Like light is greater than darkness, so I guess the negative tendencies of the nefesh habahamis brings there's greater the nefesh alikis midos toivis. Are greater than the nefesh habahamis is midos rois, like oir is greater than choshech. So the nefesh alikis has an advantage over the nefesh habahamis. V'noikil lifter mehem, and that's easy to get rid of. So if a person has negative midos, you can work, you can fight him. It's easy to get rid of it, but not so with Amalek. Amalek is a much harder klipa, much more difficult. Achachutzpa v'agasu shel kol midos rois. But within the midaroh itself, within the bad characteristic, there is a chutzpah, and there is a brazency and an arrogance of every mitzvah. Hu b'chinas Amalek, that's the level of Amalek. So the midah itself you can find, but the chutzpah, that's the arrogance, that's something very difficult. U'melchama l'Hashem midor dor, that is a war to Hashem in generation to generation. In other words, you can't win it. The seven nations of Eretz Yisrael, you can conquer. They conquered it. Like they went to the land of Eretz Yisrael. Same thing in a person's own soul. You can conquer the seven bad midos. You can conquer. That's, you can conquer. But Amalek keeps on fighting. Ki chutzpah hi malchuso b'lo itago. Chutzpah is called a kingdom without a crown. There's no crown there. There's nothing there. It's just chutzpah. Ki kol hamidos, for all the midos, shorshum ha-mekoyrim min ha-guf, ha-nikra mishcha de-chivya. All the midas, they're rooted, and their source comes from the body, which is called a serpent, a snake of a serpent, a skin of a serpent. Mishcha, the chavya, a skin of a snake. B'yochel lis havis b'kol echad. And that can be by everybody, because, you know, the body, nefesh habahamis, with the body, the guf, bring this level of midas rois. From where does chutzpah and gasus come to each one? Where does a person get that brazency, that arrogance? Who mashekosu machsheves homon ashechoshev al yehudim? The answer is that is the thoughts of homon who thinks about the yehudim. What does it mean? The hainu sheyesh heicholis haklipes hanikra bechinas. Haman. There are rooms of klippas which are called Haman. That gives the flow for these kinds of thoughts of arrogance of spirit. A chutzpah comes from Haman, from that rooms of Ramamal. So what is the advice? How do you get rid of Haman, of these machshavas? And there is about tipoy lifnei raglov. She fell before his feet. What are considered the feet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Da'ina malachim, hanikroim b'shem raglo. The malachim are called his feet. K'me shekosuv, srafim aimdim mimal. That the srafim are standing, those are feet, the above, or kroshim aimdim, like the standing, the kroshim. Those are feet. So, you have to go and fall before Raglav. but is chanen lahavir machshavos harois chulu. This means that she cried and she begged to remove his bad thoughts. So in other words, you have to daven and beg and beseech to the Eibush to help you to get rid of those bad thoughts. V'zehu, and this is means v'tolu oisoy v'ezbonov alayitz gavoy chamishim amah. They hung him and his tree and chamishim amah k'mishim kosuv Hashem molach geulus lovish. So this is a inyan of oisoy, hanging. I guess this is referencing the height, the greatness, the geulus of Hashem. Lovish, that is v'tolu oisoy. This is the Eibushter is on the level of isnasus, as the pasuk says, Hashem melach geulus lovish.